Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you all had a great Juneteenth Friday. Some of y'all got it off, some of y'all took it off, but understand Black lives still matter, and having a day off to celebrate the fact that slavery ended doesn't mean a goddamn thing. We still got work to do, right? So if you're here because I wrote a second open letter on LinkedIn, welcome. Welcome to the show. If you've never been here, strap up. It's going to be a ride. For all the rest of y'all that's always been here, you're going to get, of course, always my complete black ass self. But today I really want to hone in on sharing my truth, what has been happening with me, and what I'm learning along this journey of finding my voice and not being silent. And y'all, this shit is real. Like, this shit is so fucking real. I'm going to start with the first open letter I wrote, just to give you some context in case you guys haven't moseyed on over to LinkedIn and read this. But I wrote an open letter to the Kelley School of Business MBA class of 2021. Now, I wrote this open letter to the whole class, but somehow along the way, the consortium class within the whole class, they had the perception that I was speaking on their behalf. And if you listen to the show and you know me, you know that is so far from my truth and reality. I speak for Felicia and Rose Anuha. I don't speak for no other motherfuckers but myself. But in this situation, because I got mad about something and this open letter was the reaction of it, I can kind of see where people would take things the wrong way. And I mean, I can see, right? Like, it's funny. And they gonna be real pissed off now because they told me to keep their name out my mouth. So they about to be pissed when they hear about this podcast episode. Dear God, Jesus. Well, little kids, y'all just gonna be mad. Because I was fully prepared when the aftermath of this open letter came out. I was fully prepared to be like, you know what? Y'all are hurt. I want to apologize for that. Like, I was fully prepared to do that. But I'm no different than the next bitch. Like, I got pride and ego and everything else. So if you come at me crazy, or I perceive you coming at me crazy, even if that isn't your intention, you're going to get all this smoke. And you're going to get it a lot, and you're going to get it real bad, because you don't even know about me. Because deep down, I'm a trifling, dirty bitch. You push me wrong. And I don't play with little kids. Okay? So it's some folks pissed off. And guess what? It's going to be more folks pissed off as I continue to use my platform and my space in the world to speak my truth and speak on the things as I see them. People gonna be mad. And that's just a consequence I'm willing to deal with. I'm somewhat of a polarizing personality. Either you know my heart, you know me, and you love me, and you take me for all of this ignorant shit I give, or you don't like me. But the saddest part is you miss out on all the good parts. And that's okay. To each his own. So now let me tell you a little bit more about this open letter. It's not a game, it's a ratchet. happened was I got a phone call. And I got a phone call from one of my mentees, and she was like, catching me up on all things going on school, at school, all this stuff. You know, I'm plugged in. I give my money to consortium, and I'll talk more about that later. I give my money to consortium. I, you know, always am a mentee and a mentor and a connector and helping people get jobs. Whether you're a consortium or not, like anybody from Kelly can reach out to me on LinkedIn, on email, and say, I need help. We're all Kellys. I loved being at Kelly, even though there were some things that happened to me, some things that went down. That was like a speck in the whole experience. And honestly, had I gone to any other school, I probably still would have went through the same shit as a Black woman in a predominantly white world of business. You're going to go through some shit. So it's not just Kelly, right? But got this call, getting the rundown, and she tells me about some GroupMe. Now, I'm gonna be real with y'all. It's some conflicting stories, right? But I will say, everybody's saying it's not what you think, or it didn't happen like that, and all this other stuff. But I'm gonna stand firm by, I still think it's something going on. Personally, that's what I think. I have been told that this was a rumor and it's not true. You're making Kelly look bad. Whatever. Fine. But you can't bullshit a bullshitter. Okay? Been here too long. I was raised by thugs. Understand. Don't let these degrees fool you. So, supposedly this GroupMe doesn't exist. Fine. But the thing was, I got triggered, y'all. I got real triggered. Because the same kind of shit was happening when I was in school 10 years ago. And I think my anger really came from a sense of guilt. I felt guilty that I had not done enough to fix it when I was there. And I took a lot of flack at school because I was really outspoken. Y'all think I'm outspoken now? I wasn't as outspoken then, but, you know, I was Felicia on a good 5 in business school, and I got all kinds of feedback. And, you know, there's, well, do you need to take the feedback, Felicia? You need to be open to change and developing. Child, Lord have mercy. Always trying to change a nigga. So, you know, all those feelings, I just start typing. Just start like, I gotta tell these, like, this shit has to stop. This is bullshit. And I went off. I straight up went off. And oh my goodness. The phone calls and the text messages. And then folks saying, my whole Friday was ruined because of you. And I'm like, I got that much power? Wow, that's amazing. Wait till this shit come out. Listen, rule number one, I'm all about these tips and tricks and tactics, right? You manage your energy. You have control over your own life. If you start getting a bunch of calls and texts and questions and interruptions, you need to manage that. I had a bunch of people trying to contact me, email me, whatever. I had work to do. I had meetings. I got my work done. I got back to people when I saw fit. Right? So manage your energy. Manage your time. How are you supposed to? You have the power, actually. Nobody has that much power. And for you to think so is just kind of crazy to me, but hey, to each his own. I don't want to negate anybody's feelings. Okay. Let's give out participation trophies while we're at it. So I wrote this very scathing letter to this class. And again, I said, I hope that this sparks a dialogue. So in actuality, this shit worked. People was talking. I had a lot of positive feedback, actually, outside of the few people that's really pissed at me. There were people from other schools saying, oh my God, I'm so glad you said something. I'm going to use this to start the conversation at my school, blah, blah, blah. Now, should my school have been the guinea pig? Well, damn, I'm in this. I went to the school. I'm talking about the school I went to. I'm speaking as an alum. So sometimes we all take a ill, whether it's fair or not. Life's not fair. We don't always get what we want. I mean, I thought I was going to get congratulations. I even had people texting other people I know out of concern. And I'm like, you got my number, girl. If you really concerned about me, you can pick up the phone, you can call. You don't have to text somebody else that knows me and is currently closer in proximity to me to find out, like, did you see this on LinkedIn? Oh my goodness. Like, I don't live in that world anymore. If my current employer has any issue with anything I do, guess what? I'm out. It's fine. Somebody else will pay me even more money to do what I do for them, which is make them millions and millions of dollars. Like, that's why I went to Kelly. You can't take that away from me. So fortunately, I'm in a great organization now that actually is inspired by my voice and actually encourages me to speak my mind and my truth. And tip number two, find an organization that wants to hear you, that values your opinion. It's been a long time coming. And y'all know Harriet, I talk about Harriet all the time. I can talk about Harriet all day. Harriet is the truth. Real talk. I've never had such a supportive manager in my life. And the funny thing is, I'm in a space where I'm planted and I'm growing and I'm thriving. And then people are coming along and they're watering. And this is awesome. This is the first time in my life where I'm like, oh, I can sleep at night because now I can be honest and I can speak my truth. And if people feel a certain kind of way, we're going to talk about it. I encourage all of you to find that space in the world, especially now. We need this because carrying all that mental and emotional energy like that, it's not healthy and it doesn't help us. And in fact, I truly believe it hinders us from doing our best work. So whatever you're doing out there, make sure you're in a space where you can be honest and speak your truth. And you can have grace and you can give grace, and grace is extended to you. Because when you get there, man, sis, Black Girl Magic gonna have a whole nother level. It's been amazing. And this was even before, you know, the recent unrest. Like, I felt like I have a safe space with my boss, but I created that. I worked to create that, and my boss was open, right? But like, man, it feels so good. So I didn't think twice about my job writing this open letter because, one, I haven't updated my LinkedIn with that information. Right now, you look on LinkedIn, you think that all I do is this podcast. Let's have some separation in church and state so that I can say whatever I want, however I want, outside of work. It's awesome. So now, here we are in actuality, right? I record and then we edit and all this stuff. So it's actually like late Thursday night, early Friday morning. I just finished writing this second open letter because in my conversations and with the feedback, as angry as it was that I got, I thought something was very fair that came out of that. And it was, tell your own damn story. You know what? You're right. Let me tell my own damn story. And that's exactly what I did. In this next letter, I tell my Kelly story. And what I experienced, you know, the short version, ain't got all day to read or write. But then I also offer some solutions, offer two solutions. The first solution is I really need the schools and consortium to take up this mantle and help the students when they get to campus. Because this whole idea of shrink and hide and be discreet and don't talk much about OP, don't say much about, that's some bullshit. Like, I am proud that I am a consortium fellow. I am proud that I went to Kelly. I am proud of the organization I'm a part of and still a part of, right? So why should I hide that? Or why should that make you uncomfortable as a non-consortium classmate of mine? That's stupid. Especially when we all in this together. Like, the strength of our school is on us. It's about the companies we get into, the other students that we bring along as they graduate into these huge companies and make a difference. It's about growing the brand in such a way that we become a force in business to be reckoned with. So what is this BS? Jealousy because you think I got some kind of leg up over you. I remember, it was so hurtful. I'll never forget my one classmate. I don't even remember his name. It's like my mind has, it's been 10 years ago, but there was always this diversity session. We talk about diversity and, you know, as first years or whatever. And mind you, this same kind of session we had done at OP. So I was just kind of like, oh Lord, this is going to be interesting. Because at OP, it's a bunch of underrepresented minorities and people who are passionate about the mission of the consortium. Here, it's me and all my classmates that I kind of just met and don't really know that well. And after being told, like, you need to be discreet about your experience with OP and you interviewing early. And so during that course or session, this white boy, he raised his hand and he was just so distraught. And he was like, you know, people don't understand. They think because I'm a white male, I have it easy. I don't have it easy. The women and the minorities have it easier, like, because they're taking our jobs. They're the ones getting all the jobs now. I'm competing against a bunch of white men and I can't get the jobs because they're taking our jobs. It took everything, but I still snapped. I don't remember exactly. I just remember being reprimanded for not being empathetic to his feelings. Y'all, woo, Jesus, let me breathe. It still makes me mad to this day. Your job ain't your job. You don't own job. Nobody has job. Like, see, this is the crux, the insidiousness of racism and white supremacy. You think everything should be for you because everything has been for you. And the moment that any little thing seems like it's not for you, then all of a sudden it's a problem. And now you are uncomfortable and you mad and you think you're losing. Like, this is so stupid. It's so stupid. I can't even explain it. It's how stupid it is. Can't nobody take anything from you that's yours. That's truly yours. It's going to be yours. And then when I think about it, I know nary one of my white male classmates that doesn't have a job or hasn't had great opportunities and great jobs coming out of our school. You gotta be kidding me. There are many of them that are like VPs now and presidents and running companies and shit. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And here you were bitching about people taking your jobs. And then to find out that 10 whole ass years later, this same shit is happening. Jeez. I feel like I failed. Yeah, I feel like I failed. So, first solution, adults in the room, administration, faculty, all the grown people. Y'all need to get together and figure out how to communicate to the new classes every year. And it should be on the schools, not the students. And in consortium, we need to help them. And it should be a session at OP to say, hey, you shouldn't be ashamed at you. You should be bold about it. You should be happy about it. We're going to celebrate this because you guys are going to help your classmates. You guys are going to lead your classes. You're going to teach them. You're going to forge the way. You're going to be the ones to make your program better for years to come. You are the leaders. That's what the message needs to be. It needs to be loud, clear, and unapologetic. Now, the second solution is on us alums. We got to get involved. We just have to. We have to get involved with our time, our energy, our effort. Now, me, I've been doing this shit so long, it's just what I do. Some of y'all got these jobs and y'all think all you do is maybe recruit, or some of y'all in jobs and y'all don't even try to get diversity recruiting. I need you to come on. It's time. Now's the time. No more silence. No more chilling, collecting your check, being content, paying off your little loan for living expenses. Like, no, now is the time. So the call to action to all the alums is for you to call the school, see what's happening, see how you can help. Get in touch with the liaisons of the current class. They're all in their little summer internships. Hopefully they still got internships. Hashtag COVID, Lord have mercy, the Rona. But contact the current liaisons and say, hey, what's up? I'm an alum. I want to help. Okay? Like, we got to get more involved because we still benefit from the programs. We still have this equity on our resumes, and that equity will die if we let it. So we can't do that. So here's the dirt and the tea, right? I'm going to do it. Okay. So, I give my money to consortium. I used to split it between Kelly and consortium, but I started giving all my money to the consortium because I know that they at least fund like one fellowship. But when I started giving my money and I started realizing like, okay, where are my money really going? And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I just wanted my money to go to whoever's black, right? Here's the deal. I want my money to go to us. So I give to us and I have every right to do that. And y'all can be mad about that too. But that's what I do. So I give my money to consortium. Now, I will say though, listen, nobody's perfect, right? There's always room for improvement. I am having a real like internal and external issue with the lack of alumni participation with the consortium. And a little bit of that is on the alums, but a lot of bit of that is on the fact that there has been said, and I ain't gonna call no name. People got mad I called out their name last time. I ain't gonna call no names. But it was said that the alums are not a part of the mission of the consortium. And God, I'm so pissed off. Because we are the mission of the consortium actualized. That's what we are. So how you gonna run this organization and say that we are not a part of the mission of the consortium? There's so much untapped value. But just asking us for money isn't gonna cut it. Like, last year I got some email out the blue saying donate. I was like, really? First of all, I already donate. Like, what? You already get my money. And as long as I'm working, how I set it up is I have the United Way campaign at my job. I set up a consortium, my designee, and then my company will match it. And so I participate in the United Way program at work. Consortium gets my 1% of my money. And all is well that ends well, kind of. But I think right now, what I'm going to be pushing for the rest of this summer is a little more accountability from the consortium to engage with us alums. And I'm going to be pushing for alums to push for this as well. We need support. The mission doesn't stop when we graduate. The mission just gets started when we graduate. The whole goal is to get underrepresented minorities into these companies to push for change, to be representative. And yet these Fortune 500 companies, the same ones that have been recruiting in and out with consortium all these years I've been a part of this organization, still don't have senior leaders that look like us, the consumer base. And part of that reason is because you think that the alums are not a part of the mission of the consortium because we don't really give that much money back. Well, why should we? Why should we? We out here suffering these microaggressions. I started a whole ass podcast because I went through so much shit, didn't even know how to get through it. Trying to help the next people coming along. Why can't you help us get through corporate America? It doesn't just stop when we graduate. The mission doesn't stop. So now that I've aired our dirty laundry, I'm gonna go because I gotta go to work tomorrow. I gotta get this to the editor, Chris, so he'll make it sound all good and nice, and maybe I won't sound so angry. And understand, this is a work in progress. I'm venting, but I will continue to push for solutions and work with my friends and colleagues in all of these different areas to make this world a better place for all of us. That's what I'm gonna do. And I'm gonna keep making this podcast. And I'm gonna keep bringing y'all these tips and tricks and tactics to help you get through corporate. And hopefully companies and organizations will join me in helping us all be represented or have representation at all levels, including the C-suite at these companies. And no, I'm sorry, the chief diversity officer. Yeah, that don't count. It just don't. Like, why is that the only black person? Like, come on. Why is that the only Hispanic person? We got to do better. We got to keep pushing for better. And now is the time. And people going to be mad. And that's okay. If you're mad, go ahead, call me, email me, ask@trillmba.com. Most of y'all got my number somewhere, you know, hit me up. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to, we can go at it. But at the end, we're going to find some solutions, right? We all want the same things, guys. We all want to be seen and we want to be heard and we want to be treated like human beings. And some of us don't always get that. And so we need help in navigating and getting to spaces that give us that. So if you're a part of the consortium family and me talking about this made you angry, I'm okay with that. Show me where I lied. Show me where I didn't tell the truth. And if you're mad about the how, go put your energy somewhere else. Okay? All right. I love you guys. Have a great week. Make it awesome. If you're still looking for a job, you're going to get one. If you need to get out of your job, it's going to happen. This is a time to get to fertile soil and flourish. So stay encouraged. And I will see y'all next week. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.